and welcome to episode 23 of the Nightlight Stories podcast, recorded on August 4th, 2010. This podcast tells one original story each episode that will light up the imagination of children of all ages, anytime, anywhere. I am your host and narrator, Miss Mal. Our newest story is called The Oogaboogas. This story has been in the works since our son was 2 years old, when one of his many admirers brought him some new toys. It was a set of three dinosaur figures, and on them sat three cavemen. When you pressed on the cavemen, the dinosaurs roared! Since the cavemen did not make any noise, Mr. Chris improvised. Well, hold on. Let me get him to finish the story. Mr. Chris, would you come over here for a second?
Hey, Miss Mel and listeners, what's up?
I was just telling our listeners how our newest story came about.
The hike? Oh, I love that one. Well, it all happened one day when...
No. That is a good one, but I'm talking about the Oogaboogas.
Oh, yeah. Remember the hours we played with those toys? I love the dinosaurs when they roar! But the cavemen didn't talk, remember?
Yep.
So I gave them a voice and started calling them the Oogaboogas. Oh, the adventures they would have. Our son would laugh so hard whenever I did the voice. So to this day, he still comes out of his room and says, "Do you want to play Oogaboogas with me?"
Recently, we took one of those many adventures they had and put it into a story. We hope you enjoy it.
As you listen to the story, consider the following. If it isn't broken, should you fix it?
The Oogaboogas by Chris and Melissa Bouguet. The Oogaboogas lived in Oogabooga caves, and the Oogaboogas surfed on Oogabooga waves. The Oogaboogas walked on the Oogabooga sand, and the Oogaboogas danced on Oogabooga land. The Oogaboogas ate their Oogabooga fruit, and the Oogabooga babies were Oogabooga cute. And that is how they spent their Oogabooga days, surfing and playing in their Oogabooga ways. Their Oogabooga lives were Oogabooga fun, from morning till night when the day was done. One Oogabooga day, just like the rest, an Oogabooga said, "I want this off my chest. I have an Oogabooga question that you need to hear." The Oogaboogas listened with their Oogabooga ears. "Our Oogabooga sand burns our Oogabooga feet, and our Oogabooga beds need some Oogabooga sheets. I'm sick of eating Oogabooga food. It puts me in a bad Oogabooga mood. Let's change how we spend our Oogabooga days. We need something different than our Oogabooga ways. Let's get to work changing what we know, and our Oogabooga life will be sure to grow." The Oogaboogas nodded their Oogabooga heads and thought about sheets on their Oogabooga beds. Making things better sounded Oogabooga good, so they started to chop some Oogabooga wood. It took a long time to chop an Oogabooga tree, and Oogabooga sweat poured vociferously. When an Oogabooga tree landed with an Oogabooga crash, the Oogaboogas ran in an Oogabooga dash. They carved Oogabooga bark into Oogabooga shoes and used Oogabooga leaves to make Oogabooga stews. They wove Oogabooga vines into Oogabooga sheets with Oogabooga hands that grew Oogabooga weak. The Oogaboogas chopped, the Oogaboogas carved, the Oogaboogas cooked, they worked Oogabooga hard. Not an Oogabooga surfed, not an Oogabooga danced, not an Oogabooga laughed, not an Oogabooga pranced. When the Oogabooga work was Oogabooga done, not a single Oogabooga had an ounce of Oogabooga fun. That Oogabooga night, it was Oogabooga late. The Oogabooga stew is what the Oogaboogas ate. The Oogabooga sipped him with an Oogabooga scowl, spat out the stew with an Oogabooga howl. "This tastes awful," the Oogabooga said, and tossed the stew over Oogabooga heads. Oogabooga hungry and Oogabooga tired, the Oogaboogas yawned by an Oogabooga fire. "Time for sleep," an Oogabooga called, and into beds the Oogaboogas crawled. Pulling Oogabooga sheets up to Oogabooga chins, the Oogaboogas covered their Oogabooga skin. Then the Oogaboogas felt an Oogabooga itch, and Oogabooga limbs gave an Oogabooga twitch. Oogaboogas cried, "This Oogabooga hurts!" rolling off their beds onto Oogabooga dirt. Their Oogabooga itches caused Oogabooga scratches. Their Oogabooga skin broke out in Oogabooga rashes. An Oogabooga yelled, "Listen to me! We can wash this off in Oogabooga sea!" The Oogabooga slipped on Oogabooga shoes, but these caused more of the Oogabooga blues. Oogabooga blisters formed on Oogabooga toes, and this just added to the Oogabooga woes. Tripping and falling on Oogabooga laces, the Oogaboogas landed on Oogabooga faces. When the Oogaboogas reached the Oogabooga sea, they were tired and hurt with skinned Oogabooga knees. The Oogabooga water felt Oogabooga good, just like they knew it Oogabooga would. Under Oogabooga stars and an Oogabooga sky, the Oogaboogas asked Oogabooga why. "Why did we change our Oogabooga way? We were having great fun every Oogabooga day. Let's not change our Oogabooga life, especially when it brings Oogabooga strife." From that day forward, they made an Oogabooga pledge to look before they leap over the Oogabooga edge. We hope you enjoyed the story. We would like to send out bright birthday wishes to Michael U. of Pennsylvania, Amy S. of West Virginia, Tucker B. of West Virginia, Braden B. of New York, and Uncle Brian of New York. If you like what you heard, please go to iTunes and leave a review. More positive reviews make it easier for others to find Nightlight stories in the iTunes store. Don't forget, you can also find us on Twitter at Nightlight08 and our Facebook fan page. Stay cool and stay tuned for more Nightlight stories and updates on the book. As always, we look forward to the many stories we can share together. Ooga booga, 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 ooga booga.